ahead of this year's election, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg donated hundreds of millions of dollars to a private nonprofit, which then granted the money to local elections boards in key swing states. Now, a watchdog group has filed lawsuits in many of those states. NTD's Melina Weisskopf spoke to an assistant attorney involved with the suits to understand the basis of their arguments and other potential issues with Zuckerberg's donations.
Centers for Tech and Civic Life is a nonprofit founded in 2015 by Tina Epps Johnson, Whitney May, and Donnie Bridges. According to the website, their goal is to help Americans stay civically engaged and keep elections secure. Before the 2020 election, the organization only had around $700,000 donated each year to spend on their efforts. But this year, Mark Zuckerberg and his wife donated at least $350 million to the nonprofit. The money was then granted to local elections offices. According to Ballotpedia, the most money was given to key swing areas, $3.5 million to Wayne County in Michigan, $6 million to Fulton County in Georgia, and $10 million to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And that's just a fraction of it.
They did get out the vote efforts. They did media to get out the vote. They hired poll workers and poll judges. And so, if you think about that, like, what if we went into criminal court? I used to be a prosecutor, and we had, you know, Facebook money essentially paying our judges. You know, like, is that something that is that the kind of thing that we want? So what we fear is kind of an arms race where private companies, if you want to run for office, you got to say, okay, well, you know, what palm do I have to grease in order to make sure I can get the vote turnout in the city that I need to win in? And that's kind of what our focus has been.
Griffin's the special counsel to the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society, a nonprofit watchdog group which has now filed lawsuits in multiple states to challenge the legality of these private grants. Griffin explains in addition to the grants being selectively distributed to the key swing areas, there were strings attached to how the elections offices could spend the money.
There's actually a written contract between the city of, the city of Philadelphia and CCTL. And it actually talks about requirements that need to be met. And if they're not met, then they're not given the grant. So I think the Dropbox is a good example, right? In Detroit, you can hardly walk through Detroit without tripping over a Dropbox every couple of blocks. But if you go into a rural area or an area that Trump won or generally a Republican area, you'd have to go miles to get to a Dropbox. And so they wanted to make it easy for Democrats to vote and they didn't do anything to help Republicans vote. And our whole thing is that if government wants to make it easier to vote, we say do that. The only key here is it needs to be equal. And that's why it probably should go through the legislator, because if the legislator passed a law in Pennsylvania, they could get everybody equality in the entire state. But what CCTL did is they went to Philadelphia and they said, hey, we're going to give you this money, but you have to use it in certain ways to help get out the vote in Philadelphia. And that's a problem.
He stayed in Detroit to observe the vote counting. Many GOP members complained they were wrongfully kicked out of the counting area on the second day. But Griffin explains a good number of GOP members were actually inside the ballot counting area. But he says the ratio of Democrats to Republicans was not at all equal. And they were being paid by the CTCL Center's donations, therefore heavily funded by Zuckerberg's donations.
You have this one group paying poll workers, and these poll workers, they're called inspectors in Michigan, the poll inspectors, but, you know, poll workers, they're being paid by this private organization. It's run through the city of Detroit, but we come to find out they're almost all Democrats. And that was an issue that we had in Detroit is we're saying, hey, the law says that at each one of these AV county boards, each table where they're counting votes, there needs to be, the law says one representative of each major political, of the two major political parties. And we're asking, where are the Republicans? Where are the Republicans? And the answer is there are none.
And those are just some examples of suspicious activity laid out in the case against these private donations. The Amistad Project's lawsuits have been filed in states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and others. NTD will keep you updated as more information comes out about these cases. Reporting by Melina Weisskopf, NTD News.